This year's Chinook salmon run on the Yukon is poor, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is preparing subsistence closures there to meet escapement goals. The closures begin today, but with so few fish in the river, it's unknown how long subsistence fishermen will be unable to fish. Steve Hayes is Fish and Game's summer season manager for the Yukon. He says the run is falling short.
Unless something changes, we either don't have enough fish to meet the escapement goals, or we'll barely meet the escapement goals, but that's going to take severe restrictions on the backs of the subsistence fishermen.
By mid-June, only 4,500 kings had passed the pilot station sonar site, about 120 miles from the mouth of the Yukon. Hayes says those numbers should be 10 times larger. To hit escapement targets and make sure enough king salmon make it upriver to spawning grounds in Canada, Fish and Game is closing subsistence fishing on the lower Yukon as the first pulse of king salmon move upriver. There will be 36-hour closures, one district at a time, amounting to about a five-day closure. Orville Huntington is the Wildlife and Parks Director for the Tanana Chiefs Conference, a tribal consortium of the 42 villages in interior Alaska. He's also a lifelong subsistence fisherman. He says most people were prepared for a bad year.
You know, we're just going to have to take and bite the bullet. There's a lot of us on the Yukon that are willing to not fish at all if we have to.
While subsistence fishermen hope for a strong chum run later in the season, Hayes says Fish and Game is prepared to implement more closures if necessary.